and Wizard sent a bunch of stuff over for the troops, and nobody else in his area wanted any of the cards, so he got stacks of these boxes full of cards.
Wizards of the Coast did a whole bunch.
That was like early Wizard stuff,
yeah.
too. That was
like 95, 96.
That's where most of my shit came from.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where most of my stuff came from.
You had a huge collection going.
I did. I didn't play anymore, and that set bought me a vacation.
It was a... Magic is a great thing to do while you're bored. So if you're sitting there in the front lines, you can pull out a deck and play right there.
Yep.
Just like you would a pack of playing cards.
Yeah, and you can carry it around with you. It's not
It doesn't take that much to have one deck or whatever.
Yeah, you need some counters. Hey, pick up some rocks, man. The desert's got plenty of rocks.
Someone else carrying a deck of cards, you know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, of course, when all the other... people came and back from war.
They
wanted to play, you know.
And that's really what happened. That's really what happened. A buddy of mine came back from Bosnia. He's like, "Hey, dude, I got this game. You want to play?" And I'm like, "Sure, I'll give it a try." And I'm like, "Man, this is freaking amazing." Yeah.
It was a great way to spread the game.
Yeah.
That being said, this is Geeks of the Square Table.
Oh, we're recording already?
Yeah, I wanted to catch that story. I could tell you were going to a good, warm place. Episode 61.
61?
Yeah, 61. We were just talking about how douchey the Blue Commander deck can be.
How if it was the first time you played Magic and saw that deck played.
I went to a big retailer summit, and they were doing demos. They're like, "Hey, get a free Commander deck, play this demo." So we went to play a game. $35... product, whatever, sure, why not play a demo? And so we had one of every color. These are the mono color ones. Needless to say, the blue guy was bouncing. It actually would have been a negative impression if I was unfamiliar with Magic.
Yeah.
If I just knew how to play a little bit or whatever.
Yeah, or just starting.
I would have been, just hating it. But thankfully, I did some conspiracy drafts up there.
And didn't you ever play Standard when Tradewind Rider was legal?
Maybe.
But yes. If you hate all your crap getting bounced up, so you're sitting there with nothing, and they're killing you with a Man of War, a 2/2 creature. Okay, it's not Commander. It's just bounce.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
Man Island.
All this guy did was Man just
Islands.
Bounce. Well, bounce, I'm just saying. Bounce.
I'm just saying that if you. I'm just saying, with as much graveyard hate as there is, no one took out the graveyard.
None of us saw any graveyard hate.
No tutors?
That's why
no one was playing black.
And here's the thing. Black. He was. He didn't get to play anything. He was just... Shrink Maw. That's about the only thing he played. He got stuck on land. I don't know what all he had in his hand, whatever. Green, white, and red got to play a bunch of stuff, but the creatures always went back to the hand every time.
Bounced right back out.
Yeah.
That's a great way to play. So what do you play for 6 hours until your entire deck's done, right?
Right. So, like, the guy
that sounds like fun.
The guy who was playing
it sounds like soccer.
And the guy who was playing the black deck were, they were from the same store, so they knew each other.
Yeah.
So the only guy the guy playing blue attacked was the guy playing black. So he was the only one that lost any life. So after 3 or 4 hours, that guy was at 18, and the rest of us were sitting at 40 or more.
Yeah.
Because some of us had stuff that gave us life when coming to play.
Yeah.
But then it just would keep getting bounced, right? And that's it. So I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
That sounds ridiculous.
Building block.
It was. Not to say that. A lot you can't have fun playing Commander. Some people like that kind of stuff. I don't care for it. Yeah. A lot of people do like Commander.
Almost the
and it's played
format
differently.
I play exclusively.
It's fun. The odds of you getting a game that are different than the last game you played are so much more with that same deck.
Here's the thing: the conspiracy draft format to me is as much fun as Commander should be.
Yeah.
And that was great because
it's also a multiplayer game.
Right.
That's the two things that connect the two is they're multiplayer games.
We were playing a conspiracy draft. Thank Watsy for me plugging them for this because they gave us all this stuff for free.
Oh, nice.
And provided one of the free open bars at the summit.
Well, they want you to promote their product, though. So,
yeah. So they gave us a conspiracy draft. We drafted a pot of eight and split into two pods of four to play the game. And we're playing, and me and Amanda, my significant other, we both had a legendary creature that we had the same legendary creature that when you tap it, each player loses half their life.
Nice, ooh, nice.
Now, I had a bunch of, it's a red creature, then I was playing Naya, and I had a bunch of defenders,
okay,
and Vent Sentinel, which lets you do X damage based on the number of defenders you have.
Okay.
And then I also, on turn 4 and 5, I put out Squirrel's Nest.
Nice, nice.
So I had an army of squirrel, and I just drew an overload-like card that would pump up all my squirrels.
Oh.
So next turn, you know, when I had the mana free, I was going to swing and kill half the board.
Yeah.
Then take somebody else out with Vent Sentinel and win.
Nice.
But this one guy right before me, he plays a card that says, everybody sacks all creatures. Lose one life per creature.
Oh, you're dead. You're
I done. Would have been down to like three.
Yeah.
But then Amanda tapped her dude to make us lose half our life. So then I'm dead. So I'm like, okay.
She was
dead off the board.
Yeah.
So she taps it, lose that. Well, fine. I'm going to do it again. Everybody's dead. Boom.
Oh, everybody lost. Oh, that's an awesome way
that's
to end
the best
game.
Way to go out
yeah,
of the game.
Dude. Hey, that's a fun way to end the game.
Go out fighting. Yeah. All you do. Take them with you.
That's cool.
And who put, of course, who the guy who played the spell, he was at 2 life. So he played it knowing it would kill himself.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, I'm going to kill me and one other person.
Yeah.
And that other person's going to take me out. And then I was going to take the other person out.
And who put this on? This summit?
The summit was done by a retailer, a hobby shop wholesaler called Southern Hobbies.
Yeah.
They're one of the larger ones. A lot of people out there are familiar with them.
They're cool.
Yeah, and they're Nashville-based.
Yep. Local. So,
the convention was here in Nashville.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was convenient. And it was over 3 nights, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Every day had free food.
Oh, so you're in already.
Right.
Yeah, you're down.
Exactly.
I don't need magic cards. Free food, what?
Sunday, it was Domino's provided by a company called Elio Games.
Oh, cool.
They also had an open bar.
That's and even better.
Free liquor?
Yes.
Holy crap. Right. Why did I get an invite to this?
Should
have
told
and then
me.
Board
I
game
don't
demos,
play magic,
but I went. I played
no
a few games.
No wonder the guy was able
there.
To recast that psychotic riff. He was drunk.
I haven't played
at
magic.
The table was drunk.
I went and learned for the free bar.
Of course, Monday they do their sales floor. Everybody has their little, basically, convention floor stuff,
That's cool.
And then afterwards, Wizards hosted a casual magic event, where
they had
a free buffet
there.
And a free bar.
Oh,
nice.
And the one thread connecting them all is free food or liquor.
Yeah.
So and then Tuesday,
I'd be there.
Hey, liquor Tuesday, had the open warehouse where you could go around and actually shop, which normally you're not allowed to do.
You have to shop from the person. They have a sales
rep.
You
have a sales rep. And of course, all the sales reps were there.
Yeah.
But they and Southern did a big barbecue. So they were cooking hot dogs and hamburgers. And
damn it, man.
No way. I know, right?
Yeah.
That's an awesome perk, man.
But, ironically,
we're going next year. We're getting in. We're figuring it out. The press coverage.
Something. I don't give a damn. That sounds like a great weekend.
Put you on the list.
Sounds like an awesome weekend.
Well, here's the thing. You're not really allowed to do a lot of press coverage because a lot of this stuff isn't coming out yet.
Ooh.
Because it's all retailer. This is like, hey,
to get in.
Pre-order nice. This, because it comes out next year. Or play this prototype.
I do have a question. Did you happen to see the new Star Wars Assault game?
I did not.
Ugh.
Damn it. That looks nice.
It looks neat, dude. It looks really cool.
And of course, you know, a lot of other crazy stuff happened personally. So I was super busy going back and forth.
No judges counting against you. Yeah.
But
right?
they've got Love Letter, the company that does Love Letter, AEG, Alderac Entertainment Group. Uh-huh. They were there. Their president of sales and the president of West Coast sales were there doing demos or whatever. And, you know, I played the holiday version of Love Letter, which is pretty much the same thing, new skin.
Uh-huh.
But they have a Batman version of Love Letter coming out. And it's going to come out next summer. And there's little point tracker cubes with the regular Love Letter. They're going to be little Batman logos. Ovals with little black bats in them.
Yeah.
And, you know, and of course, it's an embroidered velvet bag with the Batman logo.
Oh, nice.
They also have a Hobbit one coming out, and there'll be little rings.
Oh, that's neat. That's cool.
Yeah, but of course, they can't tell anybody. They can't advertise till a certain point.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So
don't even email anyone if you heard that.
Yeah. So that was real neat.
Yeah. Well, intros.
All right. Yes. Like I said, this is episode 61. Yeah. Well, I wanted to.
Of course.
Yeah. Sorry. I appreciate it because I had to run.
Of course, it took. What everybody doesn't at home doesn't know. Not everybody was sitting down when I hit record.
When we started. Yeah. The table filled up while we were midstream. All right.
And to my left, I have
the irredeemable Gomer,
the intrepid David,
Gary
the Third,
Heather.
Big Bob.
Big Bob.
And we would like to extend the invitation to Jonathan Martz so he doesn't have to snipe off in the corner.
No, let him snipe. I'm okay with snipe.
It kind of gets annoying after
it's
a while.
It's all right. So what else is going on in the world of everything?
Well,
well, you guys pointing at each other. Yeah. What?
No, I mean, he's like,
agency has landed their unmanned vehicle on the comet.
Oh, yeah, on that comet. That's really freaking cool, man. They'd be able to tell the composite of what makes up a comet. And there were little problems with the experiment. You know, halfway through the mission, they discovered that the comet that they were landing on looked more like a rubber duck and less like a potato.
That was cool.
So they had to do a lot of different, you know, working stuff like that.
Did it quack when it landed?
No, it didn't quack. Okay. It didn't quack. They did have sound of the comet, which was kind of weird because it's space and I didn't think they had sound. But really, it's the electromagnetic interference made into sound. But yeah, it's cool. We rock. Europe landed something on a comet.
Yay!
Yeah!
And somewhere in the universe, there's a space Bert Ernie looking for his rubber.
Space Ernie,
intergalactic rubber.
Well, you know, this is where the stereotypical redneck American. Well, we landed a whole bunch of stuff on Europe long before that.
Yeah, true.
And a few other places too.
Yeah, but yeah, that is really cool. I'm not really sure what... I mean, scientifically, yeah, we'll learn the makeup of a comet. A lot of people think that's where water came from. A lot of scientists think that the water on Earth was deposited from comets. And
we've,
even maybe life.
Some of the, like, the dust from the tails of comets and stuff before.
Yeah, we actually landed a projectile on a comet to knock out a bunch of the dust from it and check it out. And
was that the one Bruce Willis wrote?
No, that was different.
That was the one we're seeing.
Oh, you mean Liv Tyler's dad?
Oh, yeah.
That, yeah.
That's what he'll be forever, is Liv Tyler's dad.
That was Elijah Wood in it.
Yeah.
That hardly anybody watched.
Oh, North?
No, Deep Impact.
I loved Deep Impact. Morgan Freeman will forever be my president.
I loved it. It was a great movie.
I mean, Morgan Freeman. If Morgan Freeman's in it, I usually watch it.
Yeah.
You know, at least once.
Yeah. Ron Frodo, Ron.
We laugh. I would watch that.
I would too, man.
Those dark days for Frodo, Bilbo Baggins.
If you watch Armageddon, hardly anybody dies. At least in Deep Impact, you get death.
Death, the whole East Coast is wiped out. Yeah.
No,
it's
the
dangerous.
Entire world wipes out.
The wave goes in several miles, but people still survive because they get to the high ground.
Yeah, at the beginning of Deep Impact, there's just one asteroid or whatever the hell coming
people
in. And then they
on top
split
of
into
Rocky
two.
Survive.
Robert Duvall and what's his name? You know, I think Blair Underwood was actually on there. Split that into two pieces. And one of them hit and caused, you know, Taya Leone and her dad were hanging out.
On the coast.
And you just see the giant wave coming in.
Yeah, the cool thing about a giant wave like that is you're dead before the first drop of water hits you because the air in front of the wave is moving so fast that it rips you apart. Mm-hmm. Good stuff to think
that
about.
That is so awesome.
Perfect nature's brilliant.
Perfect time to parasail.
Perfect
time to parasail. Yeah, it does. You
don't
need to worry about that dog and Godzilla.
Just imagine, you know, if you were like in your car or something, and then so that protects you. And
your car protects you?
Or no, I mean, if I'm just saying, theoretically, if you were in your car,
yeah,
and the car took the was launched because of the pressure.
And you were in the car, okay.
Your car would probably hit the car.
I would only agree in that circumstance if the car was like a military-grade Humvee.
Yeah. I'm not saying that. What would happen is the car would get crushed.
I mean,
I'm just saying,
imagine just if you were stuck at the bottom of this water, and if you actually survived that, and you were at the bottom of the ocean, then suddenly...
Here's the thing. Mythbusters was doing a Star Wars episode. And how, remember when the Ewoks dropped the wood and went through an armor?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they proved that military-grade armor would still be pierced by that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So no, I'm not saying a car could actually survive.
But if you hit that cool, with that air, torn to shreds.
Yep, jump.
Eat you, Wawa.
Has anybody thought before... We talk about this all the time. It always ends up in our conversation.
Every single time.
That Ewoks ate stormtroopers?
I would say that, yeah. They were going to eat Han.
There's actually a comic book that actually happened.
Well, they were going to eat Han and Luke.
A lost scene that was made where it was showing the Ewoks eating the stormtroopers.
Man, that's awesome.
Lucas said he would never put that in there, but it was shot.
Yeah.
Trooper, yum yum.
Yeah, that's cool.
You have no idea how many conversations end with that.
Conversations have nothing to do with Star Wars, and ends on Ewoks eating stormtroopers.
All right, see you next week.
Final thoughts, everybody.
Exactly. No, have you guys heard about the new medication they have for the Ebola? It's actually being produced by Fujifilm.
Oh, no.
Is this the one where they grow it in the tobacco?
No, this is a medication that's been sold to Japan right now to fight a rare strain of influenza.
Yeah.
But they seem to have discovered it works with Ebola, and 4 people have recovered from Ebola using this medication.
Oh, cool.
They say right now they have enough for 20,000 doses, but they have the ingredients for 300,000 doses.
Well, that would
right
cure
now.
the outbreak.
And Japan has promised if they put this into production and it gets approved by FDAs all over the world that
well, I'm
they
sure
will,
Africa
they,
didn't give a damn about FDA approval.
Right, exactly.
Whatever you got,
they pledged
$2 million
in aid to help distribute the medications.
Nice. America's actually Ebola free as of yesterday afternoon. Yeah,
the doctor in New York City.
Yeah. So that's cool. It's weird to me how Ebola was such a hysterical thing to talk about before the midterm elections, but now that it's over, it's like, meh, it's all good.
Well, right.
So, yeah.
You know, it was a hot topic.
The only other thing I've heard about the Ebola related was the guy that in Texas that died of Ebola.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
His family had a settlement with the hospital.
Yeah,
and
they were raising a fund.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Well, I've actually heard another one about one of the nurses that was quarantined, the one up in Pennsylvania. She and her husband are moving and going into seclusion because they've had so many negative things said about them and hate mail and all these things going on that they're having to move away from where they've lived their whole life to get away from it. Well, that's her own fault.
That is her fault.
All she had to do was follow a 21-day quarantine. And,
but the 21-day quarantine was not in line with science. It was in line with fear.
Unless you have symptoms, you are not contagious.
But what she could have done was just say, okay, I'll take that 21 days. And it wouldn't have been such a big controversy, all the news going
around. Well, I think it is a controversy because the same people on the right, and I hate to make it political, but it was predominantly on the right, who were saying, no, we need to stop these people coming in from Africa and put them in 21-day FEMA camps, because who else is going to run this but FEMA, are the same people who decry FEMA camps that the government is going to throw us in there. No, it's the truth.
Well, it's so weird.
The military has a 21-day for their troops.
That's different. That's your employer.
That's what they're trying to go
by. That's different.
When you are a member of the military, you are not an employee. You
exactly.
are a piece of property.
Exactly. Exactly.
You are property of the United States.
You gave up your rights.
Armed forces.
This lady did not give up her rights, and it is against her rights.
Technically, she was court-ordered to that 21 days.
But that's against the Constitution. Are they going to wait to get to that to the Supreme Court once the 21 days is passed?
But there was a jury of her peers that decided
this. That's a slippery slope.
I mean,
who were basing it all on fear, not on any of the science.
Well, it's funny you say that. They wait till the Supreme Court. It's like the Roe v. Wade thing.
Yeah, that kid's born walking around.
Yeah, that kid's like 30. Right.
Yeah, it's got to feel like he's got to feel so bad. Yeah, he's got to feel so bad.
Like shit.
Yeah.
Well, I want you to court to get rid of you.
Who does not complain about how it slows the system works.
Yeah, right. But I don't think we should give in to fear like that. I think we're living in scary times, and if we're going to be fearful of everything and go to the extreme limits so people aren't scared.
We have a fear-based
afraid. I was going to say afraid, but I like scared more. It's a better word. A scared.
I'm so scared.
Scared.
I just don't think it's a good idea. I mean, look, we had one terrorist attack, and yes, granted, it was a massive attack. It was a doozy massive. Of attack. But is there... All right. If we would have put locked doors on the airplanes, which we do have now, there never would have been another 9/11. But now we have people having to take their freaking shoes off just in America airports. In Europe, they don't have to take their shoes off. In Australia, in Japan.
No, they weren't attacked.
But still.
No, they're attacked more in subways.
Exactly. Yeah. And they have been attacked. Australia, all of those countries have had their own, you know, deals. With it, but
the
only
UK
in America
IRA.
Do we go to these exorbitant, you know, just huge. Why do we have to do so much? It's to pay the government so the government can have more money.
It's
a fear based economy.
Anyways.
Exactly.
All right, we're talking about the military and fear and whatnot.
Yes.
Yesterday was Veterans Day.
Yes.
I want to say thank you to all the veterans that listen.
Me too, yeah.
Here.
Yeah. And actually, our resident vet, Redshirt Steve,
yeah,
he's in the Navy. Thank you, Steve.
Should be listening.
I hope he's listening. We miss you, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, you know, yesterday being Veterans Day. But today is my dad's birthday.
Happy birthday, Larry.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I don't have anything going on today. Nothing special for me today. Wednesday, comic book day.
New comics?
Yes.
What? Are we here to talk about comics?
No.
There's a lot of number ones today.
Yes, there are a lot.
And we can just talk about the Marvel ones. There's the all-new Captain America that everyone's been, you know, talking about. Superior Iron Man.
Yeah, I
today.
Hear that, and every time I just go back, harken back to the Blazing Saddles. Instead of a black sheriff, a black captain.
Hey, it worked in Blazing Saddles. To quote another movie.
But they're not gonna.
Same director.
It's awesome. But yeah, I'm not sure why. But I'm sure Captain America is not gonna have the same tongue in cheek. You know, overtly racist sort of things.
Well,
that,
you know, I mean,
that Blazing Saddles was trying to overcome.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, it's the same reaction. You know, a female Thor. People flipping out about it, and and of course, it's boosting sales for
number ones always boost sales. You know, number one issues. I don't think it didn't have to be the same or different characters for the sales to be boosted. Yeah. Number ones always sell.
Here, let's just sell a number one copy of Captain America in a tutu. Everybody wants it.
I
would pick that up.
I would buy Steve Rogers in a tutu.
I like the Stephen Colbert variant cover.
Yeah, and that one's going for more. That one's going to be the most expensive of the variants, I think. The Stephen Colbert one.
Well, I mean, consider he introduced he honestly should have had a variant cover, no matter which one it was. But
he's already got the shield.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
That bastard. I know. Yeah. I want one.
Well, and speaking of Stephen Colbert, did anybody ever read his comic? Tech Jensen or something?
No. I have read about it, but no. I've seen previews of issues, but no, I never read Tech Jensen or whatever it was.
Yeah, it was like a four-issue miniseries.
Yeah.
I still think his best role was his Ken Simbin. From Harvey Birdman. Body of the wood chipper. Daddy, as in, I'm your father.
But what else is going on?
You tell me. What other new number ones are coming out?
I don't know.
Other than Marvel.
God Killer.
God Killer from Black Mask is coming out. It looks really cool. Bob read it. He said it was really fun. God Killer's actually being...
Didn't you do a review of that?
Not of God Killer. I did Critical Hit and I think another book. Black Mask is a new studio, fairly young, really like a year old, I think.
Yeah.
And doing some really good stuff.
Lastborn.
Lastborn is a great
pretty
book.
Pretty good book.
Yeah, Critical Hit is awesome, man. It's like real life superheroes.
When you're new, that tends to be when you put out your best stuff.
I wouldn't call it
real life superheroes. Companies start getting comfortable.
Well, yeah. When you have nothing to lose, why not take
exactly.
big risks?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
I look at it more like animal liberation.
But isn't that real life superhero?
No, animals? It's Planet of the Apes.
Firefighters are real life superheroes.
Well, that's true.
Depending on your legal term, well, they
I mean,
may
no,
be
you're
better
right. terrorists. Hero and superhero, you know.
Yeah,
I mean.
Hero, superhero. Superheroes have to have a superpower
right,
above and beyond that of a normal man.
And explain Batman.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
do you mean
Batman's
explain Batman? His
superpower.
Will is
Batman
stronger.
Is not a superhero.
Yes,
Batman's
he is.
Power is the body solution he needs.
Yes, it is. His will to do what he does is greater than any other character's will.
No, Batman's power is financial.
No, yeah, Bruce Wayne's power is financial.
Look, Bruce Wayne would be a yellow lantern. He would not be a Green Lantern.
But have you ever seen Batman with the Green Lantern ring? He's unstoppable.
Yeah.
He's unstoppable because his indomitable will is greater than everyone
but he
else's.
So much better with a yellow lantern ring.
Oh yeah, dude.
I saw
he's
a
fear.
Thing
he should
was,
represent fear yeah. In the eyes.
I
of
I saw a thing. It was
villains.
The Smallville
the
Batman with the Green Lantern. Ring.
Yeah,
he said, "Good idea." We said this would be fun. We said,
"Yeah, yeah." What else? Number one, Drifter from Image Comics is coming out from Ivan Brandon. He's and Nick Klein. I think they were the guys on. What were those guys called back in the day? The Vikings? What was it, Vikings?
Northlanders?
It was something like that.
Yeah.
But it's a good book. I read an advanced issue of it. It just kind of throws you right into everything. But a lot of good action, really good characters. Fun book.
I got my number one.
What's that?
Of the Drifter?
Of Drifter? Yeah.
I said I got my number one.
It's good. It looks like it's going to be a fun series. What else came out today? Copperhead number 3 dropped
Copperhead
today.
Copperhead number 3, Death Vigil
Jay
number
Faber.
5.
Yeah, Death Vigil
Walking
5.
Dead number whatever.
One.
Number whatever.
Just
one who knows
dead.
At this point?
Just been Walking Dead.
What's been going on in Walking Dead? I know after All Out War there was a time jump.
Okay.
After All Out War there was like a time jump.
There was like a year, 3 year time jump or something like that. Pretty much they've got the. They've got the areas in D.C. stabilized. They've got a thriving community. They have zombie cattle drives where they drive the zombies away from areas. That we've been introduced to some new characters.
Yeehaw.
And
that's
now
cool.
We figured out that there are people who have been hiding in the zombie herds.
Hordes. Yeah, the herds.
Herds.
Okay.
By basically flaying off the flesh of a zombie and wearing it as a mask. And apparently there are a lot of them.
Really?
Two seasons... into the show, that's going to happen.
Apparently, there are a lot. They finally got revealed that there were people like that, and the people who were working on like the zombie cattle drive encountered him, and they were like, "Oh, this one's got a knife." Well, you've seen this happen before, and then all of a sudden, it's like, "Oh, we're not dead. We just, you know,
So what are they doing with those people? They're going to. Pull them into the community or
whatever?
I don't think
they're the kind of people you probably want to pull into the community.
Well, who was, though? There's been plenty of people in Walking Dead you didn't want to have part of your community. Well, who ended
like
up being
this is not, one or two people. This is like a lot of people, apparently. They've been hiding in the zombie herds.
Yeah.
And they've been scouting out the...
Oh, the civilization.
The colony.
City
that,
or whatever,
Rich and Michonne and Maggie have... established. They've been spying by using the zombie herds.
Oh, wow.
They've been operating inside the
zombie
herds.
What do you think about that, Lair, with your little smirk? You're not impressed, are you?
I mean, I don't know. The time jump is really throwing things off.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just kind of mad at Walking Dead in general.
It's TV show more?
It's a little both.
The last episode, I really enjoyed the last episode of The Walking Dead with the bus crash and Geek Boy coming out admitting he's a big fat liar.
Yeah. But that was already...
Spoiler alert.
We had to keep that to ourselves. So she wouldn't know, and so my ex-wife wouldn't know, because my ex-wife would text us.
Oh, sorry.
What's coming
up? Well, it says on the door. It says spoiler alert on the door.
Well, I haven't seen the episode yet. No. I kind of figured that was coming.
Yeah. Right, right. Now,
it's
and,
definitely here.
Well, you knew from it's one of those things they hint at it and hint at it all throughout the episode. Oh, so by the end of the episode, you're like, come on.
Now, if he is... If I haven't seen the episode, but it's basically... what's his name? Eugene had said something similar to what Rick had said at the end of season two. You might be, well, he might know something.
Yeah.
Now, but no, the thing about the time jump and the new people is I would have liked to seen us know the new people better, and they've just became, it was a big deal that they were new people, and then all of a sudden it's like in the same issue, they're meeting up with Rick. I would have liked to seen them before they met up with Rick.
Huh. All right.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's trying to get away from those characters, and the thing with
it's hard to do that, man, because he's built these characters up so much.
And with the show being so much like the comic book now, or pulling so much stuff from the comic book, it really makes me not want to read the comic.
Because I'll tell you right now, if they don't make it to DC by the end of the season. Because
I'd rather watch the bad version than read the good version. It's like watching a movie before you read the book. If you read the book first, then watch the movie,
you're going to
hate the movie. If you read the movie, if you watch the movie first and like it, and then read the book, you're going to love the book.
I've actually had times where that doesn't happen. I read so much that I will read a book before the movie comes out. And, yeah, I know what's going to happen, but it doesn't, the movie doesn't
I'm
change.
I'm not saying always happens. I'm just saying more often than not for me personally.
Yeah, I can agree with that. It's pretty much the same for me, too. If I read the book first, it's like, yeah, I already saw that.
The book is always better.
Yeah, the
always
books are better. Always better, yeah.
Always better.
Yeah.
But, so, I don't know, it's like, it just, he's reaching for so much, you know.
Well, the show seems like it's gotta kind of keep up with itself. It's almost like it's running ahead of itself.
And you know what I mean? It is.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, and really, for a point, like the time jump, the way it's turning out.
In the book.
It feels to me like he's stalling the book so the show can overpass it.
Oh, really?
So you can,
which is really hard to believe because last month Walking Dead was the number one best-selling book of October.
But
it's impossible for me to believe
that. Is the best-selling book more profitable than the best-selling TV show?
Hell no! Right, not even close. Not even close. But I'm saying, Kirkman likes cashing checks. I mean, why not cash both? Right, the comic.
Oh, and how often does Invincible come out?
Yeah, right. Does it even come out anymore?
We don't see an Invincible TV show.
Well, if there was an Invincible TV show, he'd work on the damn comic.
Invincible was the big money when it first came out, and he ignored Walking Dead
until the show.
Until Walking Dead came out, like six on its monthly schedule. It averaged 6 weeks behind.
Yeah, easily.
For the first year, easily, or first 12 issues.
Oh, yeah,
or whatever.
Easily.
Until
longer
it
than that.
Actually, once it trades got released, it caught on.
Yeah.
And then it started outselling.
And then Invincible dropped.
Like, screw Invincible, this is making more money.
That's what I mean. Kirkman likes cash and checks, man.
So, yeah, he screws everything that's... now it's the TV show. Screw the comic.
Tell me somebody that doesn't like cashing checks.
Well, I think though, as a creator,
I can intercede here though. Compared to all the other independent publishers out there, Kirkman maintains an excellent schedule. He will burn the midnight oil during convention season to get the books out on time more often.
But not Invincible.
Invincible, I think. He has been a little more erratic with Invincible.
Because it's not making as much money.
It's not the cash cow.
It's been running a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And superheroes are a little bit more done to death, at least in the genre, at least in comic books.
Invincible, though, stood alone as a different sort of superhero book.
I think the only thing he's guilty of is not treating it just like another deadline and paycheck.
Exactly.
He's a really, to me anyway, he feels like he's a much better storyteller when he's allowed to go at his own pace. And he could probably crank out something every 30 days.
Yeah.
But I think the quality might suffer a little bit for that. If it takes him an extra week every once in a while, hey, I say let it ride.
Rather have a better comic than...
I'd rather
come
have
out
the
I don't know.
Quality over the quantity. This is kind of a guy who likes to see a book that's supposed to come out every day, every week, every month, come out every month because, you know, it helps me pay the rent.
Kirkman? Yeah. Kirkman is not having any trouble paying his rent.
No.
Well, no, I'm talking about my rent.
I don't think he gives a damn about that. Well, Walking Dead is going to sell regardless. He could put that out twice a month if he really wanted to. Invincible, he did. Exactly.
He did, but for the special event.
Yeah, but Invincible, could he put that book out twice a month and help you out? Because he don't need the help.
It has a fairly consistent. It will be late on occasion.
Yeah,
but it's pretty consistent.
I don't know.
Did anybody see on AMC that
they were
on AMC.com? They were talking about that this episode of Walking Dead was almost censored. They almost censored parts of the show.
Yeah, I heard they did censor a pretty big part.
There,
of it.
There was parts of it that was they were not going to be able to put on that show.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. It just means they're pushing the envelope. They're seeing how far they can go.
Censor. I mean, they've had like what half zombies. Zombies being pulled out. Are we talking about like something bad?
There was
the water cannon,
fuzzy a nude scene in it.
Because of the water cannon, the naked zombie.
No,
in this episode,
the two people having sex
scene.
Oh, that's what they were gonna.
No, what they cut out was what's his name jerking off.
Yeah.
Oh, Eugene. Oh, okay. Right.
I'm watching cool with from that. The self-help section?
Yeah.
Come on.
No,
that was hilarious.
I'm cool. We were actually talking about that this morning. Bob told Mark that he should bag and board this comic. What was the name? God Killer. Because there were a couple of nipples in it. But yet, and the Captain America, you know, Falcon's just punching this Hydra dude's face off. And it's kind of weird how we can have glorified violence, but a couple of nips and everyone loses their mind. Welcome to America, right?
Sex is a problem. Yeah, violence is not.
It's weird to me. That was weird to me.
It makes no sense. You
know, yeah, that was a Heath Ledger joke.
According to everybody loses their mind.
Well, yeah, the whole conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
You know, violence and it goes with the fear-based economy more than sex.
It does. It does.
Yeah, but see, here's the issue: when you get to a point where. Okay, violence is okay. Violence can go into movies, it can go into comic books, it can go into TV
everything.
Shows, everything. Then you have the whole bias with when women are naked in the shows, they can have full frontal everything. A man can't. Where's, you know, where is...
Some movies,
you know, you
I mean,
want to censor this, you
want
to censor that.
HBO,
tell that
Showtime.
To Kevin Sausage.
No. And yeah, she's right, though. If you look at the amount of screen time, men get a lot more screen time. Women get a lot more nude screen time compared to...
No, now, here's the thing.
And it's not right.
The new 50 Shades of Grey movie, they were talking to them about the nude scenes. They said that, you know, Dakota has a lot of nude time.
A lot
front
of the movie,
and everything.
Yeah.
Where the guy who's playing Christian...
None
at all. And the women are really having a crap fest about
this.
Because
it's a women's movie.
I'm taking my wife to it.
Here's the fairness on this. He says he's taking me to it. Yeah. It comes out on our anniversary.
That's why you take your woman to go
want
see Wicked.
To see this, and they're dating a guy. Shouldn't they be happy that at least there's
you can easily sell.
Hey,
no.
What you do is you go, hey, come see this with it. I promise there'll be boobs, and they'll be like, okay.
That was the only reason somebody managed to get me to watch Titanic. You get to see titties. All right.
Well, it's kind of like there was a comedian talking about Les Mis.
That's
he said,
why
Gladiator's in it. Wolverine's in it. You want to watch it.
Yeah.
But, you know, there again, you know, we go back to the point of it's misogynistic.
You're like my
degree. When you make a movie that's for women, dominantly.
Yeah.
And they're there to see the guy or what the storyline is. And I'm like
it's
a big...
It's all for the men to take their wives.
No.
Magic Mike pulled no punches with the frontal.
Right.
They pulled no punches.
And that was
the appeal of the film.
And I get that. I get it. But see, I'm
50 Shades should have the same appeal.
He knows I'm a big fan of the books. Here's the thing for me, though.
That worked out for me also.
I'm more along the lines of the storyline, and I've also heard they've... completely screwed up the story. So I'm not happy about that
at all. It doesn't transfer.
It's not as good as the book.
No, exactly. You're not, you're not going to be able to do that because there's so much in
there's
the book.
There's a lot going on.
Well, there's three books. There's three books. You cannot take all of the storyline into one movie.
Well, they're already talking about sequels.
Yeah, I thought it was supposed to be a trilogy.
It depends on how they do the first movie.
All trilogy books are broken into multiple.
Yeah, but again, they're missing a main ingredient out of the book that's not going to allow them to be able to carry over the rest of the series, period, end of story. But not being here nor there,
crux of our story of what we're talking about, though, because the thing you're talking about that they cannot include in the movie is the sexual
No. There's a whole character that's in the book series that is the whole reason he is why he
is. Okay.
They're leaving her completely out of this movie.
Yeah.
That messes up the rest of the story.
But going back to what I'm talking about,
when you have a
The double standard is
that was actually written to be
for PG-13. Penis is rated R.
No,
I don't understand.
Rated X.
Yeah, penis
rated
well,
X.
Unless it's fantasy penis like Watchmen.
Okay.
Yeah. Then you get it.
For the life of
penis is not a problem.
Exactly.
I love how you said that. When I think fantasy penis, it's like a dragon
penis. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, go watch Watchmen. And what about
how like Skyrim?
Wake up!
That's like Skyrim.
That
should
be Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I'd hate to be that person.
Dragon dicks.
Yeah, but see, I
show you the world.
That, you know?
I was thinking more of the luck dragon from Never Ending Story.
Come on, child.
Here we go.
Things are always better with a luck dragon on your side.
Let me tell you why that movie's terrible. Right at the end of that movie. Dude's wishing on stuff. What's the first thing he wishes for? Revenge on the bullies. Are you serious? Revenge? And the dragon's like, all right, kids.
Speaking of revenge on the bullies, did we see Gotham last night?
Oh, Gotham was brilliant. Everybody,
I love that. Okay.
Everybody got that's Hush, right?
Spoiler alert on...
Gotham
for the next few minutes.
It's Hush.
We didn't watch it because we were getting ready for the Master Chief collection coming out that night.
You
had to get Halo.
I don't think it matters. It's good. It's brilliant. It was a cool episode.
Is it better than the last week's episode? Because last week's episode, I thought was my favorite.
With the penguin, you learned everything.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
I loved that episode. This episode, the one complaint I had about the show was all these little Easter eggs they were throwing in. All they're going to hint. This one, the hints that they threw in actually made the story work.
Yeah.
You know, they included it in the story.
I mean, they included like black or...
The black mask. Black mask. That whole idea of that. And it was good. But the
when that guy was like Brucey, I was just like, oh my gosh, that's Hush.
I knew it immediately, and I was blown away.
That was
it's by far my favorite new show.
That was the best line in that whole thing. Was Alfred was like, that kid was like, he almost killed me. He goes, yes, he almost killed you, and just remember,
he tried to kill.
He tried to kill me. Yes, he tried to kill you, and just remember, I let him try.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It was really cool. It was really cool.
And then, what do you want for dinner? Pizza.
Yeah. Excellent choice,
Master Bruce.
And of course, the whole symbol of this is your father's watch.
Yeah.
And of course, that's a classic thing.
It
that
is.
People don't think of using a watch to, hit somebody.
I'm from the 90s, we did that.
Of course, now, new watches nowadays don't do that.
Watches? Yeah. You mean an iPhone? Yeah, you can't punch somebody with an iPhone.
This is my father's watch.
It'll bend too much.
I have a problem with the whole daddy's watch. Because all I can think about is Pulp Fiction when they talk about that.
Oh, father's watch.
Yeah. He had to hold it there.
Come on. Do we have to go there?
After love he passed movie. Away, I held it
I
in.
Did, yeah. I love that movie.
Gotham is by far my favorite new show of the season, man. Show. It's awesome.
It is.
And I would have to say it's better than Agents has been this year.
I think Agents will pick up.
It has to. It can't go down.
I like Constantine.
But Constantine doesn't have enough episodes. It's
three episodes.
Yeah.
They've all been good.
It needs more, though.
It does.
It needs more.
It does need more.
And it's in a terrible time slot. What, 10 o'clock on a Friday night?
Yeah.
That's where shows go to die.
Right. Well, it comes but here's on the thing.
Right after Grimm, which is a big show.
It is.
But
it is.
NBC is not what it used to be.
And what's owned by Comcast now? Yeah. They don't care. Comcast just doesn't give a damn.
But I love Grimm. Great show.
How many episodes is Grimm into?
Oh, this is fourth their season. Fourth season.
Fourth season. How many episodes in this season?
Two so far.
Only two episodes?
Two or three, yeah. I think cool. two because it just
there's only three episodes of The Walking Dead left that in the year.
Me, just for the year though, yeah. Come back
February. Comcast.
Yeah.
So I read a little article the other day, and give props to John Oliver. He did the whole stop cable company fuckery bit.
Yeah.
After that aired, and he put that on the internet. The FCC got 4 million emails that week.
And Obama came out on net neutrality.
Yeah,
I mean it really
Obama now wants to regulate the internet like a utility.
I think that's a good idea, because what he's doing is making it so that corporations cannot pay to have their way with the internet, and it keeps it open and free for everyone.
What about now Comedy Central's not going to be bleeping the female genitalia? They haven't beeped cock, whatever, when talking about
yes.
because of Amy Schumer having this, because of all deal.
Yes.
It's unfair the fact we can talk about a man's cock.
She's absolutely right.
Without being able to talk about a woman's twat.
Yes, she's absolutely right, dude.
It is crazy because in New York City, it is legal for a woman to walk around topless.
It's legal for anyone in New York City to walk around completely nude.
Yep. Well, but question, it's cold in New York.
Not in the summer.
Not in the summer. Okay. Oh, not in the summer.
That means go see a Yankee game in the buff.
Well, you cannot see a Yankee game. Yankee Stadium is private property. They have a dress code, private property. You can walk really? Outside Yankee
Those
Stadium.
Those metal benches. Yeah. You know how cold that'd be.
I know. Yeah. Just carry one of the little
even
seats
in the summer.
Not to mention,
would you really want a seat, sit on a seat naked that millions of other naked people have sat on?
No, but I'd like to sit next to a naked woman at a Yankee Stadium.
No, I don't want to do that either.
Really?
I'm there to watch a baseball game. I'm there to watch a baseball game.
It could be you.
Usually I use baseball in another context of that. You know,
if I was playing the Yankees, I would hire a bunch of naked women to sit in the stadium.
Dude, have you seen the women the Yankees date? You got to get some pretty hot women out there.
I don't think it matters if there's like 50 naked women. I think we'll...
Yeah. Hey, I don't know,
I'm
man.
I'm saying nothing about the Yankees because I'm a Boston Red Sox fan, so that's territory I don't go into.
Oh, well, we're talking about ways to distract the Yankees here.
Yeah. They don't need help being distracted. They suck anyway.
All they got to do is just find the amount of people doing performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
That's the problem with the Yankees.
Oh. So is baseball still a sport?
It is a sport. It's a great sport. I'm not sure why. This is my thing.
Don't like watching.
You watch NFL? Do you enjoy watching football? All right. If you take football and take the time where there is no action going on the field, that means between plays, just before the snap of play, and just after a play, which also includes 1 yard runs.
Yeah.
That's a play.
Yes.
Baseball has less downtime than football does.
But
per minute of
if you go
game.
With
it's
a,
the truth.
But if you go with a 1 yard yes run, that means somebody got hit.
Alright, and here's
who
what
cares?
I
said. It's about the
hits. Here's the problem.
I'd rather see the hits.
Just watch WWE then if you just want
to
see someone get their
I
ass
used to
kicked.
Watch this all right. To, you know,
baseball does not have a set ending like football is.
Correct.
So you're assuming it always ends at 9 rounds. I've seen games go into
27 is the record for Major League Baseball.
Now
4 a.m. that game
having
that's
awesome.
Watched football live.
Baseball is awesome live.
It is when you're amazing.
I've watched
it when you're there.
Okay. I've been to Texas Stadium.
Beer.
And
beer.
The ballpark in Arlington.
Yeah.
And see them from the sidelines. And I personally find baseball more boring to watch than football. And now, admittedly.
But why are people's excuses why baseball is so boring? Because, it's downtime. Because it's downtime.
If you have a pitcher that's having a great game, nobody's going to hit.
That's great. If you have a defense that's on, nobody's going to score on the other team either.
I don't mind not scoring, but I want them to hit and somebody catch the ball, somebody do the diving catch.
No.
But if a pitcher's on, nobody hits.
But
if you
look at
the game is boring.
But look at the NFL. Look how the NFL has been geared to make it so the quarterback is the main guy on the field. The quarterback can't even get breathed on most plays.
That's true.
Because it's a penalty. Why? Because they know scoring puts asses in the seats. If you have to change your game so much.
Obviously you don't, because Titans aren't scoring. No, they're still putting asses in the seats.
But the other teams there are scoring.
Yeah.
People are going there to see Andrew Luck play.
I'm going to say a 3-0 game.
You're having an argument that you are trying to argue a point that was argued 30 some odd years ago.
No, because they keep changing the rules.
And the AFL first united. And that's why they united. The AFL was originally more focused on long bombs, quarterback throwing, more spectacular plays.
Yeah, and the NFL is more of a run league. All right. Yeah.
And this is true. It is. And I'm not even arguing the fact that, you know, yes, the pitcher throwing the perfect game, that's an amazing thing. Having seen a no-hitter, you know, but it is still seeing one guy perform being better than everybody else.
Yeah,
perform, do the same thing.
I see what you're saying.
I see what you're saying.
Like I said, live baseball is awesome.
It's smelling the grass.
But when you're watching
dogs,
it on TV,
yeah.
He just brought up, I'd rather watch curling in the Olympics
I like
than
curling
watch it
too.
On TV.
Here's
the thing. The Yankees, I think their problem was they were scoring too much.
No. Well, not last season.
No.
Not last season.
I wasn't talking about getting runs. Scoring too much.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I still contend NBA is better than
that
both,
double.
So. I will go on that all the time. It's the best of both. Though. You get a lot of games. You get a lot of scoring. You get a lot of action. You got dunks, defense. Yeah. You got it all.
Oh, I'm totally agree.
But I will say I'd rather watch baseball than soccer.
Oh yeah,
F it all. Give me hockey.
No, I
don't like
playoff hockey.
Hockey
is great.
I'm a big basketball fan.
Regular season hockey, I'm not a big fan.
I'm not a big fan of regular season hockey either.
The only thing that's fun is
boxing on ice.
No, and you know what? There is no fighting anymore in the NHL.
Yeah, hockey used to be.
Yeah.
It's the ice pounds.
Yeah.
I don't like games where it ends in a tie. Nobody won.
Yeah,
nobody
my
like
friend
that
watches
either.
Hockey, and I watched it with him, and I was like,
yeah.
They got 1 point. It's been 15 minutes.
Here's the thing. You could
That's what a lot of Americans think about soccer. Like,
soccer's the journey, not the destination.
But in hockey,
you could say that about
lose.
Anything.
You
well, I'm saying it about anything.
Still make the playoffs because
well,
it does
like
how many
Lord of the Rings.
Points you score during the season.
You know?
So if you lose
we're going
5-4 every game, you can still make the playoffs.
No.
Yeah.
Just no.
Give it to the ball.
Yeah, go points.
No. Yeah, in hockey,
point,
yes,
in hockey,
you can.
No, the points are given. You get 2 points if you win.
You still get a point, though, if you tie.
If you,
if you lose.
If you lose in overtime, you
get
a point.
One if you tie or lose in
you
overtime.
Can
you
can
really
never win a game.
About soccer.
You can never win a game in NHL. He's right. And still go to the playoffs. Mathematically, it is possible.
But you have to make it to overtime every single game.
You
but it doesn't matter.
Though.
It's
that's,
still possible.
That can happen
and that's
any
weird.
Time.
I guess I'm such a baseball fan because I like the statistics. I like being able to go into baseball playoffs and be, okay, I can look at the math and say I know exactly how many runs are going to be scored in every game and be close and still be wrong. Football, if you look at the stats on football, you can go every game and beat the spread just about every game. 9 out of 10 games.
I've done that almost every game this season.
Yeah, you can beat the spread. But baseball, there's just so many statistics involved, and it's – I don't know.
So you like it because
the
it's harder for you to gamble on it?
Yes. Yeah. It's a challenge to gamble. Isn't that what all sports is really for, gambling?
Yeah, basically.
There would be no sports if it wasn't for gambling.
I don't gamble on it. I just, you know.
Yeah, but you
I
can't
like
here in Tennessee.
I like watching.
You can.
You can, but
I know a guy. I know a guy.
You can a nod.
It's not, it's not like in Las Vegas where you can openly bet on anything.
The thing about that is you can now call Las Vegas and get bets.
You can bet on how many times the quarterback gets sacked in a game.
Yeah.
You can bet on how many times a running back gets only 1 yard.
Yes.
You can bet on anything in a football game if you go to Las Vegas.
Yeah. Or do the calls. You can call into
Speaking
Vegas.
Speaking of betting and gambling.
Let's do it.
And
what?
Manning's going to say, and,
yep. There you go.
Yeah, that was the big thing that John Oliver posted online this week was talking about the lotteries. And he did talk about the Tennessee lottery. You know, just in general. It was interesting. Worth watching. Check it out.
Yeah.
That's
all those are available
that.
On YouTube for the most part.
And put out by John Oliver.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, it legally available on YouTube.
Yeah. Because there's no other way to get it unless you pay $30 a month plus your cable bill. For
right,
HBO.
Right. And
the
short one he put out, though, was talking about the fish cannon. The fish, or the salmon cannon. Yeah. Helped salmons spawn over stream.
Yeah.
Which the funny thing about that was, again, they basically launched
it works.
Fake fish at celebrities in all these other shows.
Yeah.
And so and that was funny, worth watching.
But the actual
see all these people get hit by fish.
But you mean the actual salmon cannon that they used for to help the salmon get
over
upstream?
Well,
and
they
over
do it over
man-made boundaries.
And,
Yeah.
They, he talked about that. So he replicated his own. He launched all this. So you see this collection of all these different shows, and they're talking, and bam, like it's hit with the fish.
The salmon cannon is actually revolutionary science.
It really is.
So John Oliver has become that fish guy from the Muppets now.
Right, pretty much that's the fish.
No, that wasn't the Swedish.
No, that wasn't the Swedish. Oh.
He throws a boomerang fish.
Oh, the boomerang fish guy. Yeah. All right.
But, I mean, he got people across networks to do it, and even got The Simpsons.
Oh, nice.
You know, so you see, so Homer's chilling on the bench gets hit.
Nice.
No! Have you seen Homer's Ice Bucket Challenge?
No, I don't think I did.
It is hilarious.
Speaking of the Simpsons,
drops
the
entire
hockey
team on him
and everything.
Oh, yeah, there was a Futurama crossover.
Yeah,
I didn't catch it.
Simpsons.
I missed it.
I haven't seen it yet.
I love Futurama.
Me too, man. I kind of didn't want to watch it because I kind of miss Futurama. Yeah. You know? Like, damn, why would you put them on a new season, damn it?
Because it could be really fun.
Since they're on The Simpsons, there'll be a demand for another season.
A third time, a third demand.
They said they're not
going to. Yeah, there's no way the fans are going to get their way again.
Matt Groening said he is not going to do another Futurama.
He's just sick of all
the ending, the
push me, pull me. The fans like, no, do it. And he's like, well, if you want me to do it, watch the damn show.
Yeah,
and then they don't watch.
Well, I mean, they were brought back on, Cartoon Network, and we could see a couple of movies out of this, maybe.
They've already done multiple movies.
I know.
So.
And that's
he was
less
reluctant
to
do those also.
Yeah. Right, but I mean, I think we would see another movie before we saw
Futurama is the Simpsons' prettier younger sister.
Yeah.
That's why everybody likes it.
Yeah.
Yeah, before we see another season.
I would sit down and watch Futurama before I sit down and watch this.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
The thing that bugs me about this is I have every Futurama on DVD and all the movies, and now I've got to buy a new one. I have the deluxe box set.
Yeah, now you
that has
buy
everything
one.
But this f-ing episode.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Box office last weekend, Interstellar versus Big Hero 6. Big Hero 6 edged it out by a few million bucks.
I heard it's the better movie.
Didn't I call it?
You did call it.
I did call it.
Yeah,
it was a kid's movie.
From what I heard, it was the better movie.
It was.
Yeah. It looked hilarious.
Interstellar, I heard, dropped the ball on a lot of high-concept science fiction stuff that they... that they just touched on.
Matthew McConaughey is
Big Hero 6, 56.2.
You got Contact?
Yeah.
Interstellar, 47.5.
I like Contact. Oh, man, I'll watch that
every
year.
Yeah, but I didn't like his character in it, though.
Larry's reading numbers. What does he say?
Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, Big Hero 6, 56.2 million. Interstellar, 47.5. And then third place was Gone Girl.
With 6 mil.
Which
I heard
Guardians still in theaters.
Yes, as of last week.
Gone Girl?
I
heard it moved away from the book in one really key area that all the production was like, no, the audience won't care, and the audience just went up
and
on.
And again, that leads me back to Fifty Shades of Grey. When you're leaving that one main thing out, they're not going to be happy with it.
Yep.
See, that happened with the Harry Potter books.
Totally agree with you.
They left one little thing out in the first one, and J.K. Rowling was very, very good
vocal
about building on stuff.
Yeah.
So they left little things out, and the thing is, she references all these little things in the books. So, of course, when they did the second one, they have to make up something to make up for the thing they left out. And so, of course, they got further and further away.
Like Dobby as a character was much better received by the readers because of the entire house elf things going on at Hogwarts.
More often in the book.
Well, they never touched on Hermione's quest to free the house elves in Hogwarts, and that was a huge part of cementing Dobby as a likable character in the books. And I thought he was
Dobby.
Whatever. I call him Dobby. All right, I'll call him Dobby.
You want to?
Because that's how that's how I read it when I first read the book, and that's where my mind's stuck.
I do the same thing when I read books. I always try to read the book before they mention names.
Yeah.
So it's whatever I say it is.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I read the Shannara books.
Yes.
And if you listen to Terry Brooks, he calls it Shannara.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but it's going to be Shannara to me all the time.
Other movie news, Toy Story. Oh, what is it, Larry? Did you want to go somewhere?
I was just going to say, the voice of Mrs. Wallowitz died.
Yes, I read that yesterday. I was about to bring that up myself.
Yeah,
Big Bang Theory.
Howard's mom.
Howard's
mom. Mrs. Wallowitz.
Zaboomafoo died. Did anybody see that on Facebook?
The animal?
The lemur?
The lemur.
Oh, really? That was on Zaboomafoo.
20 years old.
I can't stand them Kratz brothers. They are creepy as hell. I would not let them watch my kids, ever.
You want to go on a safari?
Yeah, they're creepy,
dude. It's no more creepy than Barney. Come on.
No, Barney's creepy. But
Barney's creepy.
And yeah, Barney's creepy. Anything else?
I wanted to talk, Toy Story 4 has been confirmed. They're bringing John Lasseter back. I'm stoked. Seriously?
I went too keen on the way the last one ended.
They ruined 3.
I weeped like a child.
Ended off on a good note.
Me too. What was your problem with 3?
Is the reason, is it going to be like Cars 3 or Planes? This is going to be a Disney movie.
Let me tell you what my theory.
Not a Pixar movie.
Let me tell you. No, Pixar's involved.
Pixar didn't exist.
Yes, Pixar exists. Pixar exists the same way Marvel exists and Lucasfilm exists. They are just owned by Disney.
Except for they don't have the quality control checks anymore.
Right.
Neither does Marvel. That's why Stan Lee was taken out of the Guardians of the Galaxy final thing. They don't have the quality controls anymore.
That's why Pixar movies have gone down in quality.
Pixar, what's the last Pixar movie that was not good quality? The Planes? That's a Disney movie.
That's a Disney movie.
All right, that wasn't a Pixar movie.
No, it was based on Pixar on a Pixar universe, but no.
No, the
Monsters 2. Monsters Inc. 2.
I like Monsters Inc. I like Monsters U. I loved it. I thought it was good.
I didn't think it was good as the first one.
Well, no, it wasn't as good as the first one. No. But it was still good. A good movie.
Well, now it's all problem with
Toy Story 4 coming out is you can no longer say Toy Story is your favorite trilogy.
Yeah, I can, because in that debate we did say that it could have 3 movies. It could have more, but you had to pick 3.
Because we could have said Indiana Jones.
Boom, and it has 4. But anyway, I think what Toy Story 4 is going to be is Disney's answer to the Lego movie. The Lego movie was cool because it was Legos, but it was cool because Batman and Han Solo hung out.
My kids didn't even like the Lego movie.
But Batman,
I have no idea what's wrong with your children. Lego movie was awesome.
I didn't really like it. I thought Batman was good in it.
Spaceship! Everything is awesome! I listened to that weekly.
That was about the only thing my kids said they liked about it.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
Yeah.
They came home singing that song.
But I think
it really bugs me that the main carry from that song is the main thing from that movie. It's supposed to be a song that the government used to brainwash the population.
Yes.
And now the population is singing it in real life.
That's awesome. That's the meta. Point. That's the meta of it. But I think
all I can say is let it go. Let it go.
That was a good movie. There's no complaints of Frozen.
I'm a huge Disney fan. I haven't had time, in all honesty.
It's by far my favorite movie.
And they're coming out with
ever.
A Frozen short.
Yes.
This season, along with another Toy Story.
Another Toy Story short. But Toy Story 4 is going to be Disney's answer to Lego Movie. They can add Marvel characters. They can add Star Wars characters. Yeah. Everybody knows Marvel and Star Wars toys would work beautifully in the Toy Story universe.
I can just see a Deadpool figure and Woody hanging out.
Woody, are Buzz and Iron Man comparing suits?
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Deadpool be like, so, your name is Woody, huh?
You're all clear, Woody. Let's pull this and get out of here, right?
I'm sorry. Iron Man's gonna be knocking on Barbie's door in a heartbeat. Boom! So I'm just saying.
I'm cool with that.
You know, I'm
Tony
Stark. I'm a
and you gotta get, exactly. If you're gonna do that, you gotta get Robert Downey Jr. to do the voice.
Right? Yeah. I think it's a really cool opportunity for some synergy for Disney to take advantage of the same way the Lego movie.
What about toys coming to live movies? I miss Small Soldiers.
That's still a great movie. It lives up.
Our problem with Toy Story 3 was the fact that Andy had grown up.
I thought that was the cool part. We got to follow Andy. Let me tell you, you don't get to grow up.
I'm already growing up. This is already sad enough.
You're right. The scene where Andy's mom walks into his room and it's all cleared out and she goes, just sighs and lowers her head. Dude, I lose it every time.
I'll say, the sequel's not as good. I like Toy Story 2 better than the first one.
I lose it every time.
Now, see, the only movie that I lose every time is Star Trek, the new Star Trek movie.
Because it's so terrible?
No, the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Because that lens flare just makes
when
me...
When Kirk's father dies.
Oh, that didn't
get
me
I cry every single
that
time.
But what about just hurts my eyes?
Where Spock lifts up and puts his boob against the glass and Kirk's about to die.
The weeds of the many! Yeah. Yeah, I cried during the J.J. Abrams trick too, but for much different reasons.
What about the time when
because he had ruined Gene Roddenberry's legacy?
Do what?
The guy from Doctor Who blows up.
I don't recognize any Doctor past Tom Baker, so it doesn't matter.
Doctor Who blows up. I'm trying to think.
She knows what she's talking about.
Yes, I do.
her mother grew up
on Doctor Who. I have watched every single Doctor.
He didn't blow up,
I cannot.
Those are the best Whovians. The ones who have been watching since they were children.
I had my own 12-foot scarf. My mother made me one.
Drops the ring in the water, and he's there when it blows.
Nice.
I had my own 12-foot Tom Baker scarf.
Very beginning of Into Darkness.
Awesome.
See, I want to see what she's talking about. I've only seen the newer
ones. We're talking about...
He doesn't die in Doctor Who.
Mickey.
Yeah. Mickey dies in Into Darkness.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
Into Darkness is terrible.
Okay. I understand what you're saying.
Now. I actually liked them. Benedict Cumberbatch.
They're so bad, Ben. They are just not Star Trek movies at all. We're going to need another hour of the podcast so we can talk about how bad J.J. Abrams Star Trek movies are.
That's a separate podcast. Haven't we all done that one already?
We're doing it again, damn it. We're doing it again.
There should just be a whole what is wrong with
a series of terrible...
Geekly debate.
No, not geekly debate.
No, just a new show.
Just
terrible things.
Yeah, terrible
things. Terrible
things
podcast.
U-Bowl movies.
No. But those are so bad, they're good.
A lot of them do lean that way, but there's still bad stuff going on.
What do you feel about the
Postal
movies?
Is it the Postal?
No, Rampage.
Rampage.
I loved that movie.
No, dude, it's
that
so
is just
bad.
Straight explosion porn, the whole movie. It's like, yeah. No lies, we're just going to blow stuff up.
There's really no story.
Had no story.
It's kind of like death. It's kind of like Death Race.
It's just
all it was about explosions. The whole movie.
Yeah. What about Death Proof?
That was a great movie.
That had a story.
The Death Race. That's like a third time that movie's been remade. Yeah.
The original is the best. Death Race when they had they would bring the patients out. Is that the movie? The original Death Race?
I think so. Yeah.
They bring the and you get points for hitting them. Yeah. And the one driver, the doctors and nurses are bringing out the patients. And one driver goes behind the wall where all the doctors and nurses are hanging out. And all these doctors and nurses' bodies start popping up. And all the patients in the road are like, "Yay!" Until the next car comes. Just wipes them all out. Just awesome movie. They don't do movies like that anymore.
I would love to see a death race with Smokey in the Bandit.
Yeah, right?
I'd like to see Cannonball Run.
Yeah,
I'd like to see another one of those.
Yeah. Let's wrap. Okay. We're done.
Final thoughts, Gomer.
I said it a couple podcasts ago, but Star Trek Enterprise, since we're ending on talking about Star Trek, it's an awesome show. I'm not sure why it got so much shit. It's cool.
Yeah.
Because it had Aerosmith covered doing the intro.
No,
yes.
That's not Aerosmith, is it?
I'm pretty sure that's Aerosmith.
I don't think it's Aerosmith.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Aerosmith.
Who the hell is it?
It's not. It don't sound like Steve.
IMDb is.
All right,
well, we're going to have to answer that question
Before the podcast. Yeah.
I understand having Scott Bakula on a show is kind of weird because he's done so much so often.
And he's still doing stuff.
He's doing NCIS. It'll probably be his most popular show ever.
And his Southern accent is so overdone.
It's not even really a Southern accent.
I used to live near New Orleans.
It should be Creole. It should be more Creole.
Has the worst Louisiana accent I've ever heard. I can do a better one.
It's a lot more Central Alabama.
It's much more Central Alabama
than it is Louisiana.
Don't even insult my state because I'm from Alabama. That's not Alabama.
But it's more Central Alabama than it is Creole, and that's what it should be. A lot more Creole.
Yeah, it's bad.
Even
the other guy, we should have a whole lot more IEs coming in than he does. I mean,
it's bad. But, yeah, Enterprise has really come into its own for me. I'm not sure why the first time around I didn't, get to it. It must have just been the time when it came out. I just had a kid, and I was just starting a new job.
Star Trek without the Trek.
Yeah.
I didn't like the fact that they called it the Enterprise. When you look at the Enterprise from the original Star Trek, it was supposed to be the first Enterprise.
But it was the first Enterprise of the United Federation of Planets.
Yeah, but
the Federation wasn't even around.
I think that's why people had problems with it.
They didn't understand. They didn't give it enough time.
This was proto-Federation.
Yes, it was before. Yeah. Dude, the Andorians are fighting the Vulcans. The Vulcans are fighting the humans.
Yeah.
Everybody's fighting the Klingons. It's a really cool show.
And the Romulans are in the corner scheming.
They are awesome.
They also showed aliens that were not shown until the Next Generation.
The Zindi.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Ferengi.
Exactly.
They talk about Ferengi.
They said that in Next Generation, no one had ever seen what a Ferengi
The thing about
like.
The Ferengi, in the Next Generation, they had their ships with a white background. Yeah. They were so secretive. But yeah, they know everything about them. Yeah. And yeah, so there was a little continuity issue.
They bring the Borg into it.
But the Borg were supposed
that was
to be
cool.
left over from the
first
contact.
Yeah, and I liked that. That was kind of a neat episode. And the episode with Noonien and Soong, when Brett Spiner comes back for 4 or 5 episodes.
That was the whole explanation why the Klingons didn't have the ridges in the original series.
The evolvement of the Klingon, you know, how they evolved into a warrior race. Yeah,
How in the original series they didn't have the ridges is because in those episodes they explained that they used mutates.
Yes.
Like that.
Yeah.
And augments.
Augments. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's,
really
it's
cool.
The evolution of how they change. You know, it's. You know,
I like how they did that on Deep Space Nine.
How they went back, Trials and Tribulations episode. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that was a cool episode. Well, go ahead, Larry.
Did you find it?
Okay, so the answer, it was written by Diane Warren, and it was originally the theme song to the movie Patch Adams, where it was sung by Rod Stewart.
Yes.
What?
But the version.
The song from the theme song of Enterprise?
Yeah. Yeah. It was originally done by Rod Stewart.
It wasn't original for that show. I knew that. Yeah. The version you hear there probably sung by Russell Watson.
Yes, that's I remember him from the credits.
But the original version
was a Patch Adams
was sung
song
by Rod Stewart.
Oh come on, Patch Adams!
And
no,
it's a cool
title,
great movie.
But
you know
think
the
about
life, Patch
Star
Adams
Trek, Patch
like
Adams.
That movie?
No,
yes,
he
I hates
it.
That movie.
He hates that movie.
Did you know the Gesundheit Institute never happened?
Do you know the guy who wrote Forrest Gump? Have you ever read the book Forrest Gump? It has nothing to do with the film at all.
Exactly.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Forrest Gump.
He's Jenny and Forrest in the book. He's both of them.
Yes.
It's weird. And he's Lieutenant Dan too. He's everybody in the book. You got a final thought?
Guys, I just want you to know that I'm not arguing with you because you're not wrong.
Thank you. I think.
A coworker said that to me the other day, and I've just been on this kick with it lately.
I'm not arguing with you because you're not wrong.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with you because you're not wrong. You arguing with me then?
Final thoughts?
Because I'm right.
I'm right.
Arguing
I'm not a huge,
just for the sake of it.
Halo fan, but my son got the Master Chief Collection.
Get ready for a 100 gig download.
But, we know. It took
it
us
took
a
forever.
Whole day and a half to get it done. But
why release a game that's not done?
But it's a.
No,
it looks so
it's beautiful.
Good.
But you bought the collection on disc or it's
on
only
disc.
Download?
It's download.
The DLC, the patch for it is 100 gigs.
But every single game
you
get
all you buy on the
update.
Disc is just a code.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
You can actually if you don't want to wait as long as normal, what you do is you turn your Wi-Fi off and it actually downloads from the disc.
Really
it goes faster.
Yeah.
If you don't. It is downloading from the internet.
The update took hours, though.
But
well, it's 100 gigs.
But every single
forever.
Game you get, it has to update as soon as you get it anyway.
But you can't.
It's always like a day one.
It's not
going
to do 100 gig down. I mean, they just don't put 100 gigs on
the disk. It's not that it's a download
exactly.
off the internet. It's installing it on your hard drive.
Yeah. It's installing it, yeah.
Yeah.
Halo, in my opinion, is the most overrated game ever made.
No.
Yeah.
Call of Duty
is
the most overrated.
No, Call of Duty actually brought something new to the table.
With Advanced Warfare?
Yeah.
It's basically Halo, though. It's basically
but,
Halo.
But Call of Duty's been
I
out
like
longer
it,
than Halo.
No, Halo's been out.
Halo's been
out. Halo's been
out.
Been
not on PC. Call of Duty for PC came out
Halo.
Way before
yeah, but
Halo.
Multiplayer on Halo.
Multiplayer on Halo,
Halo
was the only Halo thing that it brought to the table
because
it was the first time that first-person shooter multiplayer was done right on a console.
But you have people
But from
that,
then on, it's nothing. It's brand new paint.
But you have people
and a terrible story.
Say,
A terrible story.
Halo's better.
It's a terrible story. Every time they go to end the Halo story, they're like, oh no, it's not the end. Why? Because Microsoft wants to make another $5 billion on the fucking game. It's ridiculous.
But you look at
play
it.
Destiny. You want to play a Bungie game? Play Destiny. That's
Activision,
a game.
Destiny is not fun. I cannot stand Destiny.
Wait till it gets a DLC. Then this story will end with this
character.
Yes.
Hold up. Halo came out in 2001. Call of Duty came out based on in 2003. Halo
On the PC.
On the PC. According to Wikipedia. Yeah.
Oh, I don't trust Wikipedia.
Well, but it doesn't matter.
Wikipedia will say.
And here's all honesty.
Go ahead.
There's like four Quakes before either one of them.
Yes, yeah. Pound for that. Quake.
Yep.
Quake.
And before
that, Half-Life.
What about... Counter-Strike.
I still play Counter-Strike.
Doom.
Wolfenstein. Doom, yeah. We going back that far? Wolfenstein. Tunnel Runner on the Atari 2600. It was a first-person game, but you didn't shoot.
Yeah, Halo was a launch title.
Halo was a launch title. What made Halo so big
was...
It was the only thing you had to play.
Four games when the Xbox came out.
Yes.
Well, that kind of helped.
Halo was clearly the best.
That's one reason why Super Mario Brothers is so big on Nintendo. You got it when the game came.
It was a good game.
It was, but
the only good part about Halo was the multiplayer.
But if Legend of Zelda,
would have come with the Nintendo,
Halo 4 was definitely a disappointment.
Yes,
but Halo 1 and 2. Were definitely a great story.
I played Halo 4 with him.
Agreed.
The ending is horrible.
Agreed. Up until 3, the story I thought in Halo was good. But then they ended it. They said, oh no, we're going to end it with 3. And then they're like, nope. And then they continued
it. I get
that. And final thoughts.
Yeah, sorry.
Halo's great.
We could go on with Halo forever.
Final thoughts.
Oregon Trail's still the best game ever on computer.
Bob.
Blizzard this weekend had their BlizzCon and they announced a new game entirely with its new universe.
Overwatch.
It is a FPS.
Looks like a Pixar game.
It looks amazing.
It looks like you're playing a Pixar
movie. That was the biggest announcement. There was no World of Warcraft announcement, but nobody was expecting one because the game comes out tomorrow. There's an expansion for Hearthstone coming out next month.
Yeah.
They now officially announced StarCraft II's third and final expansion.
And they're also talking about StarCraft III already.
Right.
Rumors out of
there were tournaments after tournaments after tournaments. Ended with a Metallica concert. I managed to wake up in time to catch the last song of
What was the last song? All Nightmare Long?
No, Slash or Die or something like that.
Oh, jeez. Is that what it was, all new Metallica?
For the most part, I haven't gotten a chance to flip it on because I got another week and a half where I can go watch it.
Blizzard's still pushing out their money printing machine, man. They are just printing money with that damn game. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing to me. But cool.
All right.
Well, you have a final thought, Lair?
Cons of Tokyo, they announced the next two title sets have been announced. They've spoiled some cards. You know, there's definitely some fun stuff out there. There's been some slight rules changes to Commander.
Yeah.
As far as what you can do with your legendary creatures. Used to be if the color of your Commander deck was only the colors and the casting cost. Now it can be the colors on the card as well.
Oh, so it doesn't have to be just cast mana. It could be usable.
It's been that way for the past 3 years, though,
It's been that way for a while. When the first
Commander set came out.
Well, that tells you how much I...
Yeah, right.
When the first Commander set came out, that's why you could have Bosch and Memnarch.
Yes.
So, anyway, the couple of the legendary creatures they spoil have some interesting abilities that would come into play.
Do you think there's going to be like a bunch of legends in this next set?
If they're pushing Commander,
they are going to push.
They should.
The next set is they've already spoiled. They're going to be five legendaries, from 1,000 years in the past.
Yeah. Each one is a color, but then color mana.
They've spoiled. They're going to bring back hybrid color mana.
Yep. But.
Yeah, we will probably see an Ugin and a Nicol Bolas. There's several references to them in the cards or whatever.
Do you think we'll get some colorless spells?
Maybe.
Have they done anything besides colorless artifacts in the past?
Yes.
Yes,
they've done colorless creatures, colorless
Artifact creatures, though.
Spells.
No, just regular creatures.
The Eldrazi.
Colorless instants, okay. Colorless sorceries.
Yeah, they've done colorless everything here and there.
Huh.
Yeah, so I definitely like to see what other colorless is good. Back.
Colorless is good because you can throw those in a commander deck for free. You know, it doesn't.
Right.
They don't. They don't count against your colorability unless you can use them as your commander, and then you have to figure out how to make colorless mana, and that's fun.
There is a colorless spell that you cannot put in every color every deck.
The Ghostfire.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, Wizards is doing a great thing. If EDH commander decks are really getting, you know, the push that they should be getting, because it's a terrific format.
Well, this is their fourth year of the product.
Well, yeah, Wizards should be pushing, you know, legendary creatures and stuff. They should be pushing that.
Yeah, they talk about that, and then, of course, you know, the new dual decks that's been spoiled, you know.
Is Elisha versus Kiora.
Yeah.
Now, and I did get to actually hold in my hands and look at the dual deck anthology.
Ooh.
It's very nice.
Cool.
Very pretty.
Heavy duty box, plastic insert that comes with four deck box sizes. They're not the poly box. There's the cardboard box.
Find a way.
That's so cool. But it'll hold the deck sleeved. It comes with two spin downs. One's like a sparkly blue and with a light gray. And the other is the polar opposite, like a sparkly gray with a light blue.
That's neat.
They both look pretty cool. Yeah, and they're all...
How much is it, you think?
It's going to be $100.
Oh, that's not that bad.
It's
going to
have some good stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to have goblins, now, of course, elves, dragons.
It'll have the first four dual decks, so it'll have eight decks in it. They've all been updated to the new frames.
Oh, cool.
But it'll have the same art from the original. It'll be the same, the cards.
Very cool.
Just updated to the new frames.
Awesome.
That means there's going to be a lot of good reprints in this.
Yeah, a lot of good
odds
stuff to pick up for EDH.
This is not going to be something you're going to be able to get at MSRP.
Yeah,
really?
It's going to be limited, like the From the Vaults are.
So the
From the Vaults to come.
So the first runs,
the first four
get your hands on first
it.
First
this is going to be a one Goblin versus one Elf,
but you'll be able to flip it immediately.
Divine Demon.
We can get your hands on one.
It's going to be Elves versus Goblins, Divine versus Demonic, Jace versus Chandra, and
I'm thinking Garruk versus Liliana.
Yeah, I think that was Garruk versus Liliana. Yeah,
that's awesome. That's cool.
Yeah. So yeah, it's going to be something like most stores won't be able to sell it at retail.
I still got to pick up Jace versus Nebraska.
But you think they'll have availability though for all stores? Like, how many do you think you're going to get?
We here are an advanced store, so we will get, I believe, 10.
Nice. Nice. Those will go quick. You'll want to buy at least one.
Right.
David will want one. Bob will want one.
Yeah.
Jonathan will want one.
Yeah,
that's half of them right
there.
They're
only going to go to tournament locations.
Yeah.
So, and only based on what, you know, there's four different levels for tournament. You have core, advanced plus. I'm sorry, three different levels.
Yeah.
Or no, the four. There's a gateway level. So, like, the gateway would get two. I think the core would get five. Advanced would get 10. And advanced plus get 15. Yeah. But you won't see it at Walmart or any place like that.
Yeah, it's not retail. It's going to be
It's only going to be through tournament locations.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
That's a good thing, though.
Help reward. Because at the seminar, people attacked them because... Walmart broke street date on the commander decks.
Yes.
And they were like, well, we have only eight of them. And you know, only eight of them were sold, you know, before they got pulled. And they're like, well, that's wrong, because we bought, you know, 20 of them a week in advance from this Walmart. And, like, store owners had receipts and documents. They're like, we proved all this, yeah, right there. So Walmart not only broke street date and apparently lied to Wizards, or Wizards didn't get the information on how to... So people were really upset about that.
Well, it shows the arrogance of Walmart, though, and they deserve, you know,
so,
to have,
like,
that clout. But
we will also be getting the Dungeon Master's Guide, supposedly on Black Friday.
Oh, nice! That's before it's supposed to come out.
That's before it's launched. That's supposedly when we'll get it. Don't know for sure. Definitely
that's $50 MSRP, though, ain't it?
I believe so.
And I remember paying $20 for my D&D books.
Come check us out at comiccity2.com or on Facebook or the website, or come see us in person in Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Matty.
Woo! Or check out OutrightGeekery.com, which I handed out a ton of those cards. At the
Oh, did you? Yeah. Awesome. Sweet.
I've actually gotten five different people to sign up on the Facebook and start checking out the website. Sorry.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
I love that website.
Us, check us back next week for another, hopefully not quite as long episode of Geeks in the Square.
We had a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
We didn't even get to all of it.
Yeah, we did.
And we didn't even mention Korra.
Now the...